وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. وفي رواية وعذر نفسك من أهل القبور. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. This is a very wide subject, a very important one, but perhaps today it's not discussed generally. And that is, one side is dunya and the other side is akhirah. And all of us are living in dunya and all of us have to go in akhirah as well. And what should be the relationship between dunya and akhirah? What should be our preparation, our involvement, our effort? On one occasion, Harun al-Rashid, the king of Baghdad, there was a person by the name of Behlul, who was a great buzur, but like a majzur. People couldn't understand his buzur. And what people generally say, his screws are loose or something. He was a person like that. So the king called him and gave him a walking stick and told him, go and give it to the most stupid person you find. So he went, he looked, he found that every person he meets is more stupid than the previous one. A few months went on. Then he got news that the king is in maradul maut. He's sick, he's on his dying bed. So he said, we'll make iyadat, we'll see, visit the king, he's ill. When he came there, he had told the king that you are dying, you are leaving dunya. Tell me that when you used to travel in your country, one province to another, we'll see how things inspect. Should you make arrangements and have all the facilities? Of course, all my security, accommodation, transport, intelligence on the security, all full, proper in design. So he says, now you are going to Akhirah. Have you made preparation for that? He said, no, for that I made no preparation. So he said, in that case, I find that the most stupid person gets the stick. I give it to you. You didn't prepare. So really, have we prepared for Akhirah? Today, we worried I must get a house, I must have a car, nice furniture, everything we worry, we make in design. How many of us worry, if I die, what will happen to my wife? Make in design for her also, so she can be secure. We make intizam for our children, and if we have the means for our grandchildren also, we make intizam. So much of intizam. Everything in this world we will see through. But what intizam have we made for our Akhirah? The apartheid government, they made homelands for almost all the various tribes, everywhere, for the Sotho's, for the Zulu's, for the Swanas, everywhere in the whole country they made homelands. But they didn't make one homeland for themselves. Mm-hmm. Now when the government is out of their hand, now they're crying for a homeland. When they had the chance, government was in their hand. They could make their one own home. They made for everyone homeland, but they couldn't make for themselves. But these people who we call Bura, the Quran says, وَقَوْمًا Bura, stupid people. These were stupid people that didn't make a homeland for themselves. We at the moment, we got the opportunity to make our homeland of Akhirat, our place in Jannah. And this is the opportunity to do it. If we don't do it, we will be even more stupid. If we don't prepare for Akhirat, we are only worried about our dunya, nice house, nice traveling, nice car, comforts, my wife, my children, everything. We only worried of this, and we're not preparing for Akhirat. Then we are also just as stupid. At the moment is our government. Allah gave us the opportunity. So with regard to that, there are two aspects. One is dunya, one is akhirah. Dunya, Islam is that very balanced religion that hasn't stopped us from dunya. Islam didn't say, like in the Christians, the monks, the nuns, they renounce dunya. They go and live in monasteries, etc. They don't get married. Without getting married, but so many children come out from under the floorboards. When they say we renounce dunya, we got nothing to do with dunya. Islam is that beautiful, balanced religion that knew Allah put those desires in you which you want to satisfy. And Allah did not only make a jais way to satisfy it, but great sawab and reward in satisfying your desires in the correct way. In that, the rewards also are there. It is a sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. And Allah blesses you with children who carry your name after you. During your life, they support you, they do your work for you. Such a beautiful religion. Islam did not say that to do business is haram, to earn money is haram. In fact, Islam made zakat compulsory. Zakat is only on the rich. If you have earned so much debt, so Islam has permitted you to become rich. Islam has made hajj faraz. Hajj is only faraz on the rich who have got that money. So Islam has permitted you to be, but in the correct way and within its limit. This is not our object of life, dunya. This is a necessity. And a necessity in Arabic is from the word zarurat, which we use in Gujarati also, we use it in Urdu also, zarurat. But it's actually an Arabic word. And the word zarurat is made from the root word dara, which means harm. Which means if you don't fulfill that necessity, you will be harmed. Like for example, if somebody has to go to the toilet now, it's a necessity, urgent, he'll have to go. If he doesn't go, he's going to harm himself, he'll mess his clothes, he'll mess the jamaat khana, musalla, it will be a harm, he has to go. So it's a necessity. And also the shari'i principle governing necessity is الضرورةُ يُقَدَّرُ بِقَدْرِ الضَّرُورَةِ. Zarurat is measured and is allowed to the extent of necessity, how much it is necessary. So we have to go to toilet, it's a necessity, but for how long do you go to the toilet? Just as long as it's necessary for you. In some countries, the toilet is called a restroom. So somebody take the literal meaning, that you have to go rest there. It's not a restroom there, just to go and fulfill your necessities. But today when we have lost focus, how many toilets you go, there is a joke book lying there. Mm. And how many toilets you go, there are some picture story books there. So toilet is not for that, it's your necessity. And everyone's necessity is different. Some finish in 2 minutes, some need 5 minutes, some need more time. Sometimes you need less, sometimes you need more. It depends how the condition of your stomach is. So anyway, that's a necessity. So in the same way, dunya is a necessity. You have to see to it and do it in the right way, and it's ibadat and sawab. Dunya does not remain dunya, it becomes deen if you do it in the right way. But firstly, you understand it's not my object in life, it's not my purpose of life, it's a necessity. And you engage in dunya to the extent that it is necessary. And your real purpose is deen. It is, that is our akhirah. That is your real purpose in life. And that is our object. Actually, we have to train ourselves, and this is the effort, what we call of the tasawwuf, of khanqa, staying by mashayikh, that our focus goes to akhirah. We take our time from there to see to our dunya. Today our whole focus is on dunya, and we take our time for deen. That namaz is faraz, we understand, but my purpose of life is dunya. And I take out time to come to the masjid. I take out time to go for hajj. I take out time for other things. No, it must be the opposite. Deen must be our object. And from our deen, we take out time for our dunya, which is and then do it according to sharia, according to the commands of Allah, sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the dunya also becomes ibadah. So these two things we have to keep consciously and on all the time in our mind. Otherwise, the temptations of dunya, advertisements, and the drawing cards of dunya are so great, almost any and everyone just becomes for dunya. You want a nice cell phone, tomorrow new cell phone on the market, I must get that. Today I got this computer, tomorrow there's a new computer on the market, I must get that. All the time, fashion, dunya. Yahi tujhko dhoond raha, ke ho sabse baland, ho sabse baala. That always I must be the most superior, I must have the latest technology all the time. The latest fashion I must have all the time. That is our worry. Allah. And if we are deeni conscious, then we take out some time for our deen. And that deeni, that also we do just as a customary thing. Not like we go in jamaat also, 3 days, 40 days. But just that I have to do my chilla, I complete my, every year I give my chilla. But does the chilla bring a change in my life? That I don't see. Mm. I have to go by my chef. I have to stay in his company, go to the majalis, Ramzan, spend time. But just also one khana puri. I just have to do it. I don't have to bring a change in my life. Allah. I just have to go, that's all, I did it. Umrah I have to go. Every year Ramzan, my umrah is booked. Every year I go. Till last 20 years I'm going for umrah. But no change in their life. Just as a formality, just as a customary thing. No, that is not the purpose. Deen we have to focus on. Akhirat we must keep. Change, every namaz should bring a change in our lives. Every tilawat of Quran Sharif, but that also khanapur, I have to read my Quran, that also hardly anyone is doing. Very, very sad, we must become very conscious of this. This last Ramzan, I asked one friend of ours who's regular with us, on about the 20th Roza, how much Quran have you read, how far are you? So he said 2.5 supahs. Now when is he going to complete? Round about 25 Ramzan, I asked one Alim, Maulana, he said, I haven't started. Now when is he going to complete? Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib, Damat Barakatum, says in India, he's in that circles, he says, ulama who are teaching Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, they don't even read Quran a day. And we are teaching Bukhari, what are we going to be giving the students? So it is very important this deen comes into our lives. So with regard to the ayat that I've recited, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Those people whose irada, whose object is hayat, dunya's life. Dunya must be nice, must be smart, tip-top, latest everything, all fashion. Who those people? قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوْتِيَ قَارُونَ. Only if we also hit what Qarun is given. Today, how many of us hide it in our heart? What the West has given, what the dunya's people, their technology, their all their way of life. Today our houses, we don't think that it must be Islamic style we must build our houses. That according to how their houses are. Our cars, our lifestyle, everything. So Qarun people, the people of Kufr, on their lifestyle we do everything. How many of us? Because we are now Maulvis, we are Sufis, we are Tablighis, we wear kurta, everything. But for our children, which comes in the hadith, al-waladu sirrul li'abihi. A child is the secret of his parents. What is in their heart? I can't go and wear jeans and t-shirt, but I make my child wear it. What was in my heart, what I like to see, but I can't do it. My child must wear it. Today, if our child is born, if a boy is born, you put kurta on the boy. One day old, 1 week old, you put a topi. Even good people of the family will say, from now you're making him like a buzurg already. But you put Western clothes, Jewish clothes, Christian clothes. Nobody will say, from now you're making him a Christian. From now you're making him look like a Jew. Nobody will have complained. But that little girl, you put a burqa on her. Good family people who are five-time namazis, who are regarded as pious, they will also have an objection. From now you're making her look like an old lady. From now you're making her already so pious and that. But you put Western kind clothes, nobody. All her hands, legs are showing. That doesn't matter. That is quite in order. So that is what is in the heart. So the people who have got dunya in their hearts, love of dunya, they want dunya all the time. So they said, يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوْتِيَ قَارُهُ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِمْهِ أُحْرَ. And the bigness, the greatness of dunya. Dunya is so great to have this of dunya. And in that, in this year, is about knowledge also. My son is a doctor, my son is a lawyer. This is like this, this is dunya's muhabbat all the time. And for dunya's muhabbat, naturally you have to have dunya's ilm, dunya's knowledge. So people are giving preference all the time to dunya's education. Madrasa doesn't matter, not important. Even they will tell the principal, the person in charge, that maths is important, language is important, science is important, Quran Sharif, not. And very sadly, how many of us who are supposed to be the ulama, we also got more importance of maths and science. Our own children, we making them doctors, lawyers. And we became alims as if our parents made a mistake, they made us maulanas. This is not important. Whereas the greatest kitabs, Quran Sharif. hadith, what ulum Allah has kept in there. Whether it's psychology, whether it's whatever you want to think, Allah has put all the ulum in Quran Sharif. But if we study it in the correct way, and the eyes of the heart are open, we will see that in the Quran Sharif which the world cannot see. But if the eyes of the heart are closed, and for that reason it is absolutely essential, we make ta'alluq with the doctors of the eyes of the heart, who we call the mashayikh, who we call the ahlullah. If you got cataract of the eyes, you can't see properly. You have to go to optician, you have to go for operation. So if we got cataract of the eyes of the heart, we can't see the haqiqat, even of Quran Sharif. We can't see haqiqat of dunya. Dunya becomes the end all, the be all. So this dunya. Then on the other hand, Allah, what beautiful how Allah portrayed the two things. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ وَيْلَكُمْ. The people who were given knowledge, haqiqat, they knew dunya is a passing phase. Dunya is a shadow. Dunya is a bubble. And when the bubble bursts, nobody can say. And a bubble, when light shine on it, any light, it shines so beautiful. Your life is going so wonderful, everything. And when the bubble bursts, everything is gone. Either your life comes to an end, bubble has burst, or everything is going well. Now you are diagnosed with cancer, your bubble has burst, life has come to an end. You are diagnosed with heart problem or anything else, or your son you find out is involved in drugs, you find your daughter has eloped with somebody, your daughter in a marriage, that bubble of yours is burst. It's just a temporary little bubble, there's no haqiqat, no reality. But unfortunately, how we are fooled. We are supposed to be, all of us sitting here, we are supposed to have it, but we also bluffed by this bubble. Bubble means everything to us. And when this any and everyone's bubble has to burst, and when it bursts, then finish, depression now sets in. Now you don't know, your world has come to an end. Your tunnel, there is no light at the end of your tunnel. Everything is lost. A person who's got knowledge of deen, his eyes focus is on akhirat, he won't be impressed with this dunya. Allah gives it, and in a jais halal way, ni'mat, no problem, use it. Allah has given it. But he won't be impressed with it. He won't, pride won't come into him. He won't make zulm on people. He won't use his money in wrong ways. He'll use it for good purposes. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ. The reward by Allah Ta'ala. Khair is much more superior. What is this dunya? It is nothing. لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَةِ. Those who have iman on this haqiqah. They know akhirah. They don't worry about this dunya. Whole life, how it passes. I didn't even have my own house whole life. I was living in a rented house, but I was preparing for akhirah all the time. And doing amal salihah, I had time for my namaz, I had time for my deen, I had time for my family. Otherwise, only dunya all the time. No time for deen, no time for even just to meditate little while. We haven't got that few seconds just to ponder, which direction am I going? You are driving and you don't even think, am I on the right road? We are living our lives at a fleeting speed. But which direction? Are we going to Jannat? Are we going to Jahannam? No time to even think if I'm on the right road. Am I going into Allah's pleasure or am I going into Allah's displeasure? As long as this dunya is nice, that's all we are worried about. So, لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. And that darja, only those who can make sabr, control their nafs, their desires. That we see everyone else is flourishing in dunya. These people are gone in front. Those people, see what house they built. See how they traveling. See how they going umrah every year. See what they doing. How can we be left behind? Those who can make sabr on their nafs. Those people's children, oh, he's becoming doctor, he's becoming lawyer. What's wrong with you? Can't you also do something? Wife will tell husband. Everyone, Mufti Sahib's wife is doing this. And Maulana's wife is doing that. What's wrong if I do it? So until you don't have the quality, and sabr doesn't fall from the air. Mehnat has to make. That is another thing. We were regarded as close to deen, understanding of deen. We also don't think have to make mehnat for sabr. What is sabr? What is the haqiqat of sabr? How to bring sabr into my life? Without sabr, Allah says you can't move forward. If you don't have brakes in your car, you danger. You can have a BMW top of the series, latest model. It can do up to 200, 240, 300 kilometers per hour. You haven't got brakes, you're in trouble. Sabr is the brakes. You can go in dunya. Islam has a child, halal, within the limits, no problem. But where the wrong things come, sharp brakes. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all the Sahaba, كان وقافا عند كتاب الله. When Allah's command, a one shot, hard, sharp brakes, finish. Now nothing in front. So this is necessary. ولا يلقاها إلا صاف فخسفنا به وبداره الآخرة فخسف. And when this dunya comes, it goes to a certain level, and then hatred comes, jealousy comes for one another, all the time greed comes for dunya, then Allah's azab comes. At the beginning you don't realize. Like a person, when he is want to fall asleep, he's not falling asleep, looking at the watch, oh, 10:45, 11, half past 11. Which moment he falls asleep, he doesn't know. He knows till 11:30 also, but when I fell asleep, I don't know. Just like that, the fall of an individual and the fall of a nation, when it starts, you don't know. When suddenly it starts, when this dunya comes, muhabbat of dunya, all these things come, now and be sure the fall has set in. It can be a pious family for 7 generations, dunya's muhabbat. Now when the clothes start changing, you must know now that the fall has started. When you see your son wearing sunglasses in the day at night, you must know now there is a problem. There is a big problem. And when he wears his sunglasses on his forehead, you must know now you got a problem. He's not wearing the sunglasses on his eyes, he's wearing it on his forehead. And when he wears that sunglasses upside down and the back, then you must know it's a very big problem. So all these things, when the girls start wearing top and pants, jeans, etc., it starts off in the house. It doesn't start off when they go out. It starts wearing it, they're wearing it in the house. You must know now the decline has set. Now when our loose clothes don't appear and they don't look nice. Now the Western fashion and design, whether it's a Maulvi's house, Sufi's house or Tablighi's house, when it comes in our houses, you must know now we are going downstream. We are going downwards now. So this with that, when فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْآخِرَةِ. And then وَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِيَتِ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ. Nobody is to help you. When your fall comes, nobody. Shaitan, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. Allah has announced that Shaitan on the day of Qiyamah, he's going to give bayan. There will be two bayans Qiyamah say. Shaitan's bayan and Isa alayhi salatu was salam. And Allah has made announcement, like we make bayan, even we make announcement. Venue Allah said where? Time Allah has said. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ when? لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدُكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ. Allah made a promise, I also made. فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. I broke, my promises were made to be broken. And this will be when people will be on the way to Jahannam. Then what will be the condition? So Shaitan deceives us, and when the problem comes, then he steps back and he laughs at you. He makes you do the wrong, and when you have done the wrong, then he doesn't support you anymore. So dear brothers, respected mothers, sisters, that dunya is only temporary, our real object is akhirah. Dunya's education is a necessity which must be limited to necessity. Real object is akhirah, deen's education. One person, Manana Thani Rahmatullah Ali Sratan, I'll finish on that. He went to a doctor for diagnosis, he was ill. Dr. Hakim checked up everything, wrote prescription. When he came out, there was a shoemaker, was the Maulana's friend. So he asked Maulana, what did the doctor say? So he showed him the prescription. This is what he diagnosed, this treatment. So he says, after checking everything, for your shoes he didn't, your chappal are torn, he didn't write anything. So that's not doctor's work to tell you, you must fix up your shoes. The doctor's work is your body, he'll see to, not your shoes. So Maulana's work is for deen and for akhirah, not for dunya, that to make and advance the people's dunya. Yes, if that doctor tells that person that don't fix up your shoes, just walk around with your broken shoes, then that's a problem. But as long as he says no, he doesn't interfere with that, that's not Maulana, doctor's work to tell you about your shoes are not right. So exactly, Maulana's work is for deen. We must engage in our object where it is necessary for dunya, only to that limit. And that must not be our object. We must not cherish that. We must not let that blossom. deen, deeni ilm. Then deen will become alive. And then our akhirat will be made. Otherwise, it must not happen. We leave everything in dunya. And at the time of maut, we haven't sent anything for akhirat. We made, yeah, a lot of bank accounts and bank balances, but we didn't make a bank balance for akhirat. And also, yeah, we check our statements. Whether our money is in, whether everything. We check our bank statements always. We must check our akhirat bank statement also. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Check your statements always. Is there something in... Mustn't happen, I think I put lot in akhirat and when I go there I say, oh, it's empty. Shaitan withdrew everything. If we got our money here and somebody on the internet withdrew our money, or in any other way, inside job, and they pulled out all our money, we went and write a check for 50 rand, it's not on it also. No money in your account. What happened? Somebody pulled it out. Our bank of akhirat, nafs and shaitan, our worst enemies, they are also drawing out all the time. If we are not careful, we thinking I'm depositing, but it's being drawn out. So really, the crux, the end of it, that our main purpose of life is to prepare for akhirat. And keep that in mind, and prepare, and check also, am I preparing? Is it getting deposited? Is it there? And you can check, it's not that you can't check. And then when you go, inshallah, everything will be there. But if we're not indifferent, only dunya, checking about our dunya all the time, not worried about the akhirat, 50, 60, 70 years life. And then it must not happen that we have got big, grave problems in the grave. And there, nobody to help us, all on our own. And nobody can come back. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدُهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِ. They have to come back. كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. May Allah give us tawfiq. We are all desperately in need of this. This fikr and this concern. Just making our namazes is not enough. Just keeping kurta, beard, topi is not enough. This fikr and concern, my akhirat, what is happening there? That we have to check. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Oh Allah, don't make dunya the end and the object of our life, oh Allah, the end all and the be all. Give us dunya with izzat, afiyat, salamati, izzat and rahat. As much as we need, let us make our purpose the akhirat. Let us work towards akhirat. Give us the fikr of akhirat, the fikr of the qabr, oh Allah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina.